In this bulletin, the limit on international arrivals to Australia will increase next month. US presidential candidates clash in the final debate before the election next month. And in sport, Geelong and Richmond, both sides are preparing for tomorrow's AFL Grand Final. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. National Cabinet has met for the first time in more than a month. Caps on returning Australians will increase from next month. All jurisdictions have agreed to be more flexible in accommodating and accepting returned travellers, especially the most vulnerable. Prime Minister Scott Morrison revealed National Cabinet is exploring new quarantine measures which could replace hotel quarantine programs.
Quarantining in home, on farm, in camp, at a mining camp, on campus. Any of these options we'll be looking at and working together with states and territories to both identify and trial some of these options. So when we're in a position to make further decisions on arrivals to Australia, then they will be well worked through and we can have a great degree of confidence about their implementation when that occurs.
Mr. Morrison also announced a new national reopening plan for the economy in which states and territories except Western Australia have agreed to. And Australia has recorded a total of 27,500 COVID-19 cases, 905 deaths and 25,000 recoveries. There are just over 200 active cases nationally. 19 coronavirus patients are in hospital and not one of them is in an intensive care unit. There have been no new cases recorded in the aged care sector since September the 28th. Acting Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly says Australia is doing remarkably well in its response to the pandemic.
So we're doing remarkably well. We are part of a global pandemic. You know, the international situation is completely different. 2.4 million new cases worldwide and 36,000 deaths in the last week. Everywhere else is doing it tough. And I think that's something we should remind ourselves of, how well Australia has done to now.
Let's go overseas now, and in the final US presidential debate before the election on November the 3rd, Donald Trump and Joe Biden clashed over the country's response to the pandemic, immigration, healthcare, national security and race. In the context of the recent Black Lives Matter protests, President Trump says he's not a racist person.
I am the least racist person in this room. I got criminal justice reform done and prison reform. I took care of black colleges and universities. I am the least racist person. I can't even see the audience because it's so dark, but I don't care who's in the audience. I'm the least racist person in this room.
Mr. Biden accused President Trump of fueling racism.
He pours fuel on every single racist fire. Started off his campaign coming down the escalator saying he's going to get rid of those Mexican rapists. He's banned Muslims because they're Muslims. Last time we were on stage here, he said, I told him to stand down and stand ready. Come on. This guy is a dog whistle about as big as a foghorn.
On the topic of the country's response to the pandemic, President Trump says he takes full responsibility and then blamed China.
I take full responsibility. It's not my fault that it came here. It's China's fault. And you know what? It's not Joe's fault that it came here either. It's China's fault. But they didn't keep it from coming out to the world.
And back to our local coverage of coronavirus. For the first time in over a week, zero new cases of COVID-19 have been recorded in New South Wales. However, seven new infections were detected in return travellers in hotel quarantine. Residents are welcoming the easing of coronavirus restrictions today as well. 30 people will be allowed to gather outdoors. Group bookings at hospitality venues will be extended from 10 people to 30, and up to 300 people can attend places of worship. Meanwhile, officials in Victoria say the state is well placed to ease COVID-19 restrictions this weekend. Just one new case has been recorded and the number of active cases in the state have decreased to 100. The single new case takes Melbourne's 14-day rolling case average to 5.5 and regional Victoria's to 0.3. There are 10 cases from an unknown source. Premier Daniel Andrews says while assessments are ongoing, announcements on the easing of restrictions will be made on Sunday.
We're confident in where things are at the moment, but it is highly variable. It does move fast. It does move silently, and I can't with any certainty predict what the numbers will be tomorrow, but the strategy is working. The trend is with us. The numbers are falling, and that is a very good thing.
In the AFL, Geelong Cats and Richmond Tigers have completed their final training sessions ahead of tomorrow night's grand final at the Gabba in Brisbane. Richmond is aiming to win its third premiership in 4 years. Tigers coach Damien Hardwick says he's looking forward to the challenge.
I think from an overall perspective, I think it's going to be a great game of footy. Now, we're two pretty good sides that have been playing a great band of footy for a long period of time, and I'm looking forward to the challenge. I think it's about time we played off in the grand final, so I'm looking forward to it.
And Geelong coach Chris Scott is confident his side will rise to the occasion despite not having grand final success since 2011.
And we've got a degree of confidence. The execution piece is so much harder than the planning. I think sort of working out what to do is pretty easy. Actually being able to execute it against the best in a pressurised situation is much, much harder. I think the great teams in history have been pretty transparent. It's pretty easy to see what they do well. It's just very, very hard to stop it.
Let's see what the weather's doing across the nation on Saturday. In Perth, it'll be sunny and 29. Possible shower in Adelaide, 17 degrees. Scattered showers and 15 in Melbourne. Much the same for Hobart. In Canberra, showers as well with a possible storm, 20 degrees. 24 for you in Wollongong, much the same. Similar conditions for Sydney and Newcastle, tops of 26. Possible shower, 28 degrees in Brisbane. Partly cloudy and 32 for Cairns and sunny, 33 degrees in Darwin. And check out our SBS News In-Depth podcast for all the latest from the SBS newsroom.